is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update. It's November 17th, 2021. Here are the 7 to 8 stories we're following today. First, the major indexes finished up again yesterday, so near record highs. To that point, the S&P 500 is up 25% year to date. The Nasdaq right around the same number, and the Dow just a little bit lower in terms of what it's up all year, but still up serious amounts this year. Today, the indexes are down a little bit. We're midway through the day. They're down a little bit, half a percentage point or less across the board. The 10-year Treasury yield is also down a little bit, 1.61 versus opening about 1.634. Not dangerously down, not as though there's a recession down, like things are really slowing down, but just down a little bit. Big money analysts are basically saying three or four things are the big things they're really looking at. Inflation, COVID resurgence in Europe, and then debt and real estate problems in China are top in mind for sort of investment strategists. See the Wall Street Journal this morning, stocks edge higher as retail sales grow, but those are where strategists are somewhat concerned. Fifth story following today is Home Depot sales rose 5.7%. Their stock rose 5.7% on higher sales. Walmart had a similar type of situation, though their shares fell nearly 3%. They saw comparable store sales grow by 9.2% in this last quarter. So both Home Depot and Walmart, stocks moving a little bit in different directions, but both their same store sales moving in the right direction. Seventh, we're regularly trying to talk about our initial foray into buying into a Bitcoin ETF and buying a debt canvas ETF. And this is sort of truly this concept of, as an investor, this fear of missing out, which is, I know, very childish in teenagers. But so far, the Bitcoin ETF, which my children were all excited about, is down almost 13% since I bought into it. And then the cannabis ETF, which I had gotten less excitement from, is up 4% so far. So a net loss between the two, but really fascinating to watch and force me to study and watch what's going on with these things. We'll probably make some other bets in the next couple months and study those as well. Peloton, after getting taken down significantly from where it was as a stock price last year based on they're projecting much, much slower growth, announced a new stock offering where they're going to raise some money to help solidify their financial statements, and their shares rose 15.5% based on that news. So the street reacting well to Peloton deciding they're going to strengthen their balance sheet and capitalize themselves further. In any event, those are 7 or 8 stories that we're following today. The market's still near record highs, but a little slower today. The rise of the 10-year Treasury yield slowing down some. Bitcoin, in terms of my own investments, going in the wrong direction. Cannabis going in the right direction. Home Depot, Walmart, both doing very well on comparable same-store sales. And then Peloton stock bouncing back up after being hit hard, up 15.5%. Those are the stories we're following this morning. Thank you very much for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you very much.